Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the lovely, the amazing, the rockin' Renee Krause. This fine woman started Renee's Cleaning Service May of 2013 in Connecticut. Their company motto is, we make your home clean and happy, and they serve residential clients. Full alert as to why this is a good podcast. Renee is one of our Next Level members, and frankly, kicking butt just is who she is. I mean, not... her company's great, and we'll talk about that. But really, how she shows up, because you know, I coach lots and lots of owners, and you can see owners that are like, "Oh my gosh, you're doing what you need to do to get the results that you want," and you get other owners that you have to fight with a little more. So, and they'll still get there; just it takes longer. And Renee is just a rock star person. So, the two reasons I want her on that you're going to get value from Cleaning Nation is, one, if we're constantly saying it's more how you show up and who you are than the choices that you make. And this, you know, like people are like systems and processes, and we help with all that, and it's great. But if the wrong person shows up, all our systems and processes in the world ain't going to help. And it's really hard to define, here's how to be a right person. So as opposed to defining it, I'll just have Renee and be like her. So that's number one. Number two, she's been through our program. She's doing a great job. So she's got a lot of experience and success and failures, I'm sure, that will help you all going through that. So that's my take on you, Renee. Anything I'm missing or anything you want to add before we dive in?
No, but thank you so much. I'm honored.
You know, I wish I could say, going, oh, she's a guest, I got to be nice and say a bunch of crap. That's not true. But that is, A, I don't do that. And B, that isn't the case here. All right. So let's, and I'll be totally honest, you know, with our Next Level Millionaire Mastermind, especially the Next Level folk, I get to spend a lot of time with them, but it's so focused on, what are we doing? Where are we, you know, like what's the next step? I miss a lot of the, how did you get here and where did you start? So let's back up selfishly for me. And then just so you guys can know, because that's the other thing, we get some of these Next Level people on here that are just having great success. And I think people are like, oh, that she's special, or I couldn't, you know, that's for different people. And you hear that, like, here's where she started. Like, holy crap. She's just like me. Maybe she was even worse off than like, oh, I could do this. So we definitely want you leaving this podcast or this broadcast, depending on how you're consuming it, with, I think I could do this. That ain't bad. I could do that. All right. So that said, you started in 2013. How did you wander into the cleaning business, if I may ask?
Oh, I was in the hospitality industry for 25 years. And most hospitality people will know that we work when others play.
So that others can play, frankly.
Yes. Yes. So others can play and enjoy. And, it was fine when my daughter was little, but when she went to school, the school somehow expected her to be there on Tuesday, when Tuesday was my day off. So I tried to become a what people commonly know as a health inspector. And I took the class and I passed and all that kind of good stuff, did my internship hours. However, at that time, the state was in a recession and there were no jobs because they were all frozen. So I was kind of defeated and didn't know what to do. And I went to bed and said, okay, all right, big guy, I've done this. You tell me. And it came.
I'm assuming big guy would be God. That's not how you refer to yourself, as a neither big nor guy that I can reckon.
No, that was a God thing. So I woke up and cleaning, and I was like, holy crap. As usual, you're right. In the hospitality industry, if you've got time to lean, you got time to clean. So cleaning came in, and my dad has a small landscaping company. And I said, hey, Dad, do you, at any of the places that you take care of, you know any cleaners that would be willing to maybe show me some ropes? And he hooked me up with a guy who he had known for 20 years. And on my honor, because I'm my father's daughter, said he would train me if I promised not to steal any of his customers, which I did. And
but you stole his customers, or would you promise not to?
I promised not to.
Because that was unclear. You're like, if I promise not to steal his customers, which I did.
I would never ever.
Oh, Renee's frozen, but I will finish her sentence because I know who she is and how she would be. That's why I brought it up and I'm busting her chops, because Renee is completely an honest, amazing human being that would not do that. So while we're waiting for Renee, and for those of you joining us on video, she's back. The face you had, Renee, was awesome. I was going to explain that is a concept that we teach. It's fairly advanced that I love that Renee, and the way you execute it probably wouldn't be the way we taught it, but the idea is something all of you guys Clean Nation can use, which is the concept of a strategic alliance, right? Where, hey, my dad has a landscaping company. I'm assuming it's residential. Those people probably have other people they pay this company to come to their home and do a service. Maybe they pay this company. So what I would have recommended is, as opposed to going through, you know, obviously once you connect with a guy and give your word that you're not going to do that, then that's that. But for those of you like, well, what are you talking about? I'm not starting and my dad doesn't have a landscaping company. I know, but somebody's dad does. There's nothing stopping you right now from going to any landscaping company and going, hey man, do you have anyone that does cleaning? And maybe if you help me get up, I'll give you the first month's fee or whatever, right? You don't have to wait for having a dad or any of that. Okay. So where Renee got cut off was she went to the guy, promised her dad she wouldn't steal any of the guy's clients. So obviously she didn't. Continue.
And so he showed me a few tricks of the trade. He actually helped me get my first customer, which was very kind of him. And at that time, I was working in the hospitality industry as a restaurant manager and training for this. And then for the first few years, while my daughter was in elementary school, it was only me. And then I had the crazy idea that I wanted to build, because really I'm a business person. And that kind of went along. And I actually tried to get into the program in 2019 and was told I wasn't a right fit quite yet, which is fine. Frankly, I was heartbroken, but I had some stuff I had to do, which they were exactly correct. And then I got the opportunity to come in, and they were correct because, so if you've ever tried to come into the program and Lou or Jess or somebody said, you're not quite ready yet, and you need to work on a few things, work on those things. Because when you get to boot camp, it's no joke. And if my mind had not been strong enough and I hadn't been in the right place, I might not have done as well.
So let me translate what that might mean to some of the listeners. Because again, this isn't necessarily about our program, but that's been Renee's experience. So first of all, anytime you look for a coach or mentor, and they'll take anyone that's got a couple nickels to rub together, that's a good red flag. Second of all, there's two ways people respond, because we get a lot more people wanting in the program than we're just able and willing to take at a time. So we have to tell lots of people, hey, we just don't think it's a fit right now or at all or whatever, which is great. And there's two ways to respond. One way is screw those people. They suck. They don't know. You kind of this rebellious, like I called for coaching. They gave me coaching and I don't like it, which is fine. As adult men and women, y'all can do whatever you want. And this doesn't have to do with us. This is any coach, right? Again, assuming it's a good coach and someone that's trustworthy. If they give you the answer you don't like, you got to go, well, is my commitment to change and get the results that I want? Or is my commitment to stay comfortable and feel good and safe and warm and fuzzy? And I love that Renee did not get the answer that she wanted, which is, yeah, we can help you. And this is great. And let's go forward. She got an answer of, hey, we need to get Renee right before we can, inside Renee right before we can kind of put you through this process. And I love that your response was, okay, I'll get right. And that's not the easy response. That's the big boy, big girl response. The tantrum response is, you don't know what you're talking about. Screw you. And you're not my dad, right? And there's also, or mom, depending on your coaches. But first of all, that is everybody says they're coachable. And everybody is coachable when people tell them to eat ice cream and do things that they want to do. when you get a hard answer and hard coaching, that's when we find out who's really coachable. And by the way, guys, gals, the best leaders are always the most coachable. Everyone's like, I want everyone to shut up and sit down and listen to me, but I've never shut up and sit down and listen to anyone ever in my whole life. Good luck with that, right? I coach a lot of people. Part of the reason I'm so good is I've asked a lot of dumb questions for a lot of years and they've got better and better questions, but I listen to the answer and I find people smarter than me and I try and I don't try, I learn, I do what they say, even when it hurts. So step one of how do I be the person I need to be to have the success that I want to have? You find people that you trust that care about you and that know what they're doing. And when they ask you to do hard things, you do them even when you're like, I don't like how that feels. So great. Right off the bat. I didn't even know any of this, Renee. This all happened outside of my understanding, but I love my big takeaway is Renee was coachable way before now. She didn't grow into this. This is who you were. All right. So how did that hiring go? Like, did you right off the bat hire and were able to get out? Did it take a while? Just walk us through that piece.
Well, it took a little while to hire. I have a lot of hiring experience, 25 years, right? So it wasn't a new process for me. However, in the hospitality industry, I had built teams and built ways of connections. And this was a different industry that required, like, you can't be on a bus line to plan.
Right. Let me give you all an encouragement. We've hired professional HR folks. Renee's run a team. Many of the people that we've worked with have run teams before and are frustrated as all get out with, why doesn't that work here? Why can't I make this work? So two encouragements. If you're that person that's got that background, you were able to make it work for someone else, but not in your own company or even for your own company, but not in the cleaning industry. Certainly we need to fix it, right? Don't make an excuse not to change, but don't beat yourself up. That's very typical. More importantly, for those of you listening to like a Renee, it's like, oh, well, she's built teams and she had all this experience and I don't have that experience, so I couldn't do it. There's a little help from that experience, but some of it can hold you back because you think you know stuff that you don't know. So really, it has a lot more to do with who you are and how you show up than what your experience is. So I just want to encourage those of you who had that experience and struggle and those of you who haven't had that experience and struggle, it's easy to blame our experience or lack thereof and not internal and then get nothing done or go, the systems and processes I'm using for this particular circumstance aren't getting the results I want. I'll just get different systems and processes. No big deal. We don't have to make ourselves this terrible person. We just have to go, I did A and I got B. I want C, so I'm going to do D. Easy peasy. Go on, sister.
Yes. So that's pretty much what I was trying to say is I had these other systems and processes and, but they didn't necessarily work for this. So I fumbled around and I found a few good people after trial and error. Know that you're going to hire some people that you're going to think are going to be fantastic. And it's kind of up to them if they keep up with what they showed you in the beginning or not. And you cannot take that personally, which is a hard thing for somebody like me to get over. Especially because when it's your business, it's your baby and they're your customers and you care very deeply for them. It those emotional things really impact. They impact sensitive people like me a lot.
And by the way, sensitive person equals to me, person that cares equals to me, I don't want to say minimum standard, but pretty dang required for a leader, right? I've never met a leader that's like, when someone that was on part of your team quit or had something bad happen to them or whatever, just like, yeah, I don't care. Next. Like, we try to kind of be that way to a degree, but again, another thing not to beat ourselves up for, like, oh, I care. And it really hurts when people leave. It's like, yeah, that means you're a good leader, right? If you didn't care, nothing hurt you. Who's going to want to be on that team, right? They need to know that the boss cares. So that one's not a fun one. Sometimes it helps a lot because when you love them and they actually bring value to your life, you're like, holy crap, these people, I love being with them and this is amazing. It's great. But when something bad happens, certainly at the beginning, we're learning how to build that team and a culture. We don't know what that feels like. It stings is probably a soft way to put it. It hurts.
That's so, really soft. Like you want to curse.
I'm trying not to curse. It hurts, right? So how long did it take for you to go from cleaning all day, every day? Because I'm assuming you had a pretty busy schedule before. Most people don't do this at the beginning. They wait until they're busy and they're like, I can't take another new account, I'll die, to I'm out. I have cleaners and they do their job and I do my job, which is running the company and living my life.
Well, actually, it wasn't until, so I did the 9-week boot camp where you cram a whole bunch of information that's super important and you talk to Tracy a whole bunch. And then it's been like the last 6 weeks, I think, that the light bulb went off. And you as a coach, Mike, know that the light bulbs go off for people at different rates.
For sure. 1,000%.
And it's important that when the light bulb goes off, that they keep that motivation going and they don't sit in that place and they keep moving forward. And I just know that because I was a trainer for hospitality for years. So I think that I'm one of the people that took a little bit longer for the light bulb to go off.
And what was the light bulb for you, right? Because everyone out there is asking, what was it? What was the change? What was that switch that happened?
The switch was that I make us more money and run a smoother, less stressful business if I'm not cleaning.
All right. So I got to point something out because everybody. That's a good thing. And trust me, you got some love coming your way, Renee. The vast majority of listeners out there, when I go, what was the big switch? They got their pen ready, right? Okay. Finally, something I can take some notes. And they're expecting us to go the magic hiring ad, the magic interview process, the magic questions to ask on the interview, when to drug test, how to drug test. They're expecting something like that. And the trick is, everyone that's come through our program, we give all that, right? Here's a perfect hiring ad. Here's how to fix your core values. We all the systems, right? And yet, just like Renee said, sometimes people get it right away, 2-3 weeks, they got a hiring funnel up, they never look back. Many times it can take weeks or months to really get it. And it's not that they use a different system. It's all the same system. It's just a matter of who uses it, who adopts it. And Renee nailed it. She changed her belief. And yours might be different, guys or gals, but I'm guessing there's quite a few out there that this is your exact belief, that this should be or could be your light bulb. Her belief from in the back, I say out loud, I know I shouldn't be cleaning and I know that's the least valuable task. And, you know, our mouth starts saying, but our heart is going, no, I must clean. If I don't do it, the world's going to end. I was born to clean. And we get one of our mindset coaches, Tracy, calls it our monkey mind going, telling you all these stories about who you are and just lies, frankly. And what I'm hearing Renee said is once she replaced that lie of I am only good enough to be a cleaner. That's what you're put on this earth for. You're only worthwhile and you've only got any value when your two hands are building or cleaning or doing something. And the brain is just the place to hold your neck down. Like that's not how you make money. Switching from that, which is probably my greatest joy in coaching, is watching people make that transition to bull crap. I've got a lot more value in my head and I can serve my employees, my family, myself, my community, my customers at a far higher level if I can step out of the business and work on the thing and pour into people that clean as opposed to pour into cleaning. Am I totally just twisting what you meant and what you said, or am I picking up?
No, that's exactly it. Like, okay, so if I'm cleaning, I can't go and bid jobs. I can't get the paperwork done during the day instead of taking time away from my daughter. The whole reason I started this was so that I could be home in the evening and on Sunday and Easter and all those things and do things with her. And I allowed the cleaning business to take over our life. You and Tracy and a bunch of other people have helped me switch my brain back to what's important. Because if you say, my daughter is important, but you're cleaning on Sunday or whatever, because there's a move out or something stupid like that, some gross, disgusting Yukon move out, that's not that your priorities and you're not aligned. And if you're not aligned, you and the business and your life are not aligned, things get all wonky. But sometimes you need help realigning everything.
So we've had like four takeaways. Hopefully you guys have been paying attention. If you haven't, I'd go back and listen. This is what I heard for number four. When so many of us start our cleaning business because we want freedom, right? A lot of us come from a job, whether it's a corporate job or not, or a cleaning job, whatever. We come from a job and we go, I don't like being told what to do and when to do it. I don't like my boss. I want to be my boss. So we start our own business. And then this transition happens that is, we don't notice it. That's why I'm pulling it out, because I want you guys and gals to see it and feel it. So you don't just wake up one day and go, what the heck happened? The vision we have when we start is we are going to own a cleaning company. We are going to own a company that is going to do the work, and we are going to manage and lead and get paid for that. And we wake up 6 months, 9 months, 2 years, 5 years, sometimes decades later, and we go, I have less control than before. And I went from one boss that I didn't like to 100. Every employee that says they can't quit, they can't come in today or won't come in today, at that point, they're my boss. I've got dozens of clients. They're now my boss. So we went from one boss to a lot of bosses. But, you know, not just the cleaning business, but business could be a cruel mistress, right? We love her. We get that taste of owning our own business. We're like, oh my gosh, this is who I was built to be. God made me to be this person and run a company. So we fall in love with the entrepreneurial side. We're like, well, I can't ever have a job again. I can't. This is my life. But we don't know how to run it right because we're so in love. We let the thing just run rampant over us. And the business says, I want time. You go, I'll give you time. I want you to, hey, enough with your spouse. No more dinner. Come out. Done. Enough time with your kids. Me. Focus. Okay. Even when you're with your kids, emails, phone calls, texts, it demands everything from money, whatever it asks, we give to it. And we just think that's how it has to be. So I love that Renee, sooner than later, because so many people come to us literally after decades, said, no, that's not what I came here for. And I'm in charge of this business and it exists to serve me. And if and when it stops serving me, that'll be that. I'll kill it. We're not going to deal with that. So let me just sum up the takeaways I've gotten so far. I'm going to let Renee kind of sum up with her biggest words of wisdom to Cleaning Nation. But first, if you've got a good coach or mentor that knows what they're talking about and they give you feedback, especially when it's hard feedback, that's probably you need to pay attention. Second, there was a second one I missed. The third one was the hiring switch, right? We all think it's some external drug test, you know, where to interview, how to do it. And it really is the belief of where our value comes from. And the third, and that really flows out to everything, by the way. Once you believe where your value comes from, you can go, I shouldn't be cleaning. And you can make that switch. And you can say, no, $300 move out on a Sunday. I have, and we'll talk about this in a different podcast, different time. I have systems and processes that bring in good clients. So no, I don't have to take your stupid move out on Sunday because I don't get valued by the cleaning I do. I get valued by the value I bring. And I'm able to do that Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, to such a way I don't have to work 24/7. I'm in charge of business. You shut up and sit down. All right. That's my summary. A, what did I miss? And B, any big takeaways you want to give to Cleaning Nation all of your time?
Yes. If there are many, many excellent mindset books out there, you can listen to them on Audible as you're driving around and working, if you're still doing that. I highly recommend, I'll give you two. I have a whole bunch, but Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill is one of my new favorites. And any Mike Makowicz book.
There you go. I will tag on that onto that to say, from my experience, it is so funny. The unsuccessful people, not interested in reading or what's going on or how can I get better, they think they know everything and they struggle and struggle. The people that are really having success and probably don't need that kind of help and going forward are deep into it, right? So really important, guys, gals. Hopefully the big takeaway from Renee is we're all focused oftentimes as owners, and this might be a little more guy owners and gals, but we're all focused on what do I do and how do I do it, and just give me the steps and I'll follow them. But the reality is we really do have to change who we are and how we think first, and then the system and the steps and the process make sense. And a lot of those are those books, that those resources that Renee gave are perfect for that. All right. If you are listening to this and going, holy heck, I need that in my life, if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, I don't think there's anything for sale there, but there is lots and lots of resources. We've got a quiz. We've got a master. There's all sorts of stuff that dives a lot deeper than we can kind of dive in 20 minutes on the podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast, join the Facebook group, every resource you need. The only rule is, you know, if you're like, well, how do I know I'm going to qualify or whatever? Commitment, right? If you are really all in committed and coachable, we can help you change your life. If you're like, I only want it if it's easy, we're probably not the best fit. You won't like us all that well anyway. All right, guys, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out. Have fun. Talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.